It is the 5th of November. No games to talk about tonight. Plenty of injuries. I just thought we'd go through team by team and have a look at the current injury status, replacements, pickups, waiver wire ads, but no actual games to talk about, which is a nice break. Although there was an election on, apparently, which, according to Twitter, Mr. Trump might be back in office. This is the Tuesday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us on Twitter at FBI Basketball. We are also part of the Old Man Squad Network. Follow them at Old Man Squad or hit Dan Bespris up at Dan Bespris on Twitter. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter. Please rate, like, and subscribe, however it is you consume us. No games, so I don't need to have box scores on the screen, which is lovely. It will, sadly, though, for you, it'll just be my head. So feel free to go and do something else and listen along. I just thought I was going to look at injury report and just go through the sort of the relevant injuries for tomorrow, but I just thought it might be easier. I'll just go through every team. Talk about the injury status of players, what we know, what we don't know, who we're adding, who we're not adding. And, yeah, we'll see how long that takes us, but that should cover some waiver wire targets and things like that. I will be doing a show tomorrow as well with Dan Bespris, the aforementioned Dan Bespris, and we will be talking about our favourite waiver wire targets for the next few days. Don't think that'll be a live show. Not sure, though. I'll talk to Dan in the morning. Now, I am still not 100%, but the voice is a bit croaky. I have some water. We'll see how we go. Hopefully, this one won't take too long. And as I said there, happy election day for those that voted. Whether the result is what you wanted or not, I don't know. Very neutral over here, obviously, doesn't really impact us too much. And, I mean, I, as a lot of people do, have my thoughts and they're my thoughts. They don't make a difference. Let's get into the injuries. Starting with the, we'll just go alphabetically. Starting with the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young, who only played 24 minutes yesterday with a rib injury, is probable. So that potentially was a little bit of the Hawks just being cautious, given that that was a blowouty kind of game. So hopefully he will be fine. DeAndre Hunter also upgraded to questionable. So if he plays, he probably comes in. Reese Shea will move back to the bench if Hunter starts. If Hunter is back, Reese Shea, I'd probably give him another game or two. But we saw that early in the season when he was coming off the bench, he wasn't really a roster, a 12-team guy. So, do drop questions in as well. If you have questions about players, please do that. I will check intermittently. That's really it for the Hawks in terms of things that have changed. Bogdanovich still out for a while. Kobe Bufkin out for a while. A bit Krejci as well. So not really a lot else there. For the Nets, Ben Simmons is probable. So he's obviously sitting back-to-backs, things like that. But it does look like he will play. We're on the lookout to see if he starts or if... Or if Finney-Smith starts, or because Nick Claxton is starting now, and so let's see who that fifth starter is. In terms of other injuries, yeah, Dayron Sharp getting closer, Bojan Bogdanovic closer as well, but we're not too worried about those guys at the moment. On to Boston, Jaylen Brown, really the only, other than Porzingis, but we know that he is probably still a month away. Jaylen Brown is still dealing with that hip flexor, and they have absolutely no reason to rush him back. So he has been ruled out tomorrow. We'll see who starts. They did start Luke Kornet, alongside Al Horford. I'm not sure if they're going to do that again, but Peyton Pritchard is obviously someone who should be rostered at the moment. And you can look at Sam Hauser for threes. All right. A couple of questions there. I'll get to them shortly. I'm just having a look at if they're what teams they're relating to. We've got a Utah question. We have a butane question. Yeah, okay. Which fantasy analyst would make the best president? I don't know. I mean, Josh is pretty comfortable speaking his mind, whether that would be a good thing or not. Whether you'd want a non-American as your president, I don't know. Certainly make some changes if it was Josh. I don't know. I mean, a lot of the fantasy guys are pretty passionate about what they do. And I mean, who are they up against? Like, we don't know who's going to win the presidency. We have an indication of who's going to win. But, yeah, I don't know. Dan, maybe we'll throw Dan in. I know he's passionate about it. So maybe Dan could be the president. I don't know. Let's keep going with some of these teams, and I will get to these questions shortly. So we talked about Boston. Let's talk about Charlotte. Mark Williams, I think he's close. I think we did hear that he was maybe a week away, and that was a few days. So maybe he is back late this week or early next week, which they need, because Nick Richards is week to week with a rib fracture. And so, I mean, they ran out Taj Gibson as the starter. So that's where Charlotte are at with their center rotation. They're really the only injuries that we're looking at, though. Cody Martin is probable, but, yeah, I assume he plays. Onto the Bulls. Josh Giddey, probable due to an illness. Illnesses are tricky. Sometimes you can be probable, but they can go downhill quite quickly. So if this was sort of an injury, you go, okay, he's probably going to play. Illnesses are a little bit harder to predict. Zach LaVine is also questionable with his adductor injury. If Giddey or LaVine are out, Dosunmu would become a must roster or a must add, whatever we want to call him. Lonzo remains out with his wrist sprain. He's probably out another week at least. And Jalen Smith probable with his ongoing knee injury. For the Cavs, rolling along very nicely at the moment, Caris LeVert, he missed their last game. He's questionable with knee soreness. If he doesn't play, and Strus is obviously still out, then maybe it's Okoro, maybe it's Sam Merrill, but they're just chugging along so nicely. They're not really going to upset the apple cart too much by mixing up their rotations. So it probably is just Merrill for threes and Okoro. Maybe you get lucky, get some defensive stats. For Dallas, the only sort of new injury, I suppose, is PJ Washington, who is out with a knee sprain. We didn't really get any word of this until today. Derek Lively is also questionable with his shoulder sprain. He was a late scratch on Monday. So, yeah, I'm not sure about Lively, if he plays. And if he doesn't, we did get a bit more of Najee Marshall. With PJ out as well, they're going to have to get someone with a bit of size onto the floor. So I don't think it'll be a Grimes. I don't think it'll be a Dinwiddie, Hardy, because they've already got Luka, Kyrie, and Klay Thompson, who are basically three guards. So it probably is Najee Marshall who gets the start. Is he worth picking up? Look, I'm assuming they do play. Yeah, they injury reports that he would be playing tomorrow. There's 12 games tomorrow, so there's a chance that you've got a full roster anyway, so you'd have to check who you've got active, who you've got on the bench. Najee might be worth a look, though. He is okay at doing across the board stuff. He did a little bit like that, a little bit of stuff for the Pelicans last season. But when you're playing alongside Kyrie and Luka and Klay, there's not going to be a lot to do other than just defend and get some rebounds. So if that fits your build, fine. For Denver, Jamal Murray still out with his concussion. We got word today that Aaron Gordon is going to miss multiple weeks with a calf injury. Now, we did have a question, I think. Yes, here we go. So Watson already grabbed. Should I pick up Champagne or Carrington, who's also on the waiver? Yeah, look, Peyton Watson is obviously an add here with Aaron Gordon based on what we saw in that last game. He's probably been picked up in a lot of spots. He was gone in most of my leagues by the time that news came out. And I think, I mean, Jamal is still out, as I said, for at least one more game. I'd give Strowther a look. He was better in the last game. I think he played 24 minutes or 25 minutes. He's had two good games. Westbrook had a really strong game in the last one, but I'm not confident he can do that again. So Strowther could be worth a look here as well if you need points, whereas Peyton Watson's going to get you stuff across the board. If Watson is gone, Champagne or Carrington, I think they're both worth a look. I'd rather Carrington personally. Champagne is obviously in relation to the Sochan injury, which we'll get to when we talk about the Spurs. Carrington is playing really well with Kuzma out, but I just think that they want Carrington on the floor. I mean, he's part of their future now, so I would probably lean Carrington there. Champagne is pretty empty when it comes to fantasy stats. Carrington's been getting some assists in the last couple of games. So I think I'd go Carrington there if I had to pick one or the other. On to Detroit. Asar Thompson's still out. No timetable for him at all. But other than that, it's a pretty clean injury sheet. So not much to talk about there. Streaming value, it's Tim Hardaway, it's Malik Beasley, and just pick your poison and hope you get lucky. For the Warriors, relatively clean now as well after some injuries early in the season. The only player out is De'Anthony Melton, who remains out for probably another week with a back injury. And I wouldn't be surprised if they manage him a little bit through this because he had a pretty significant back injury last year as well. So not a lot of streaming value now for the Warriors. Pajemski has sort of been thrown up as someone who could be dropped. He was limited in that last game, but didn't. He was ill. He had an illness, so only played limited minutes. Let's see what he does. If you are holding him, let's see what he does, assuming he's healthy. For the Rockets, Dylan Brooks questionable with an illness. Tari Eason questionable with an illness. So something going through Houston there. Look, obviously, if Brooks doesn't play, it's probably Eason who is the beneficiary, although I wouldn't be surprised if let's say Dylan Brooks doesn't play, Tari Eason does play, I wouldn't be surprised if they start Amen Thompson and leave Tari coming off the bench. But I think both would be worth picking up if they are available, but they're probably not. And maybe we see a little bit more of Reed Shepherd, a bit of Cam Whitmore. But let's wait and see, because Eason might be ruled out. And if that's the case, if both he and Brooks are ruled out, then Amen Thompson, he becomes very exciting. Indiana, Aaron Nesmith, he is in a boot with his ankle injury. So let's assume he's still a couple of weeks away. Andrew Nembhard, who's been playing through a knee injury, is questionable. Halliburton looked better in the last game. Not that that's streaming related, but it's good to see. So not a lot there. If Nembhard is out, Mathurin will probably start, and he's probably rostered anyway, to be honest. TJ, we know that he can pop off for these games where he has 14 points, 8 assists, 2 steals. He's pretty efficient. But doesn't look like they really want to extend him beyond about 22 minutes this season. So, yeah, I think if Nesmith is out, if Nembhard is out as well, then it probably is, yeah, Mathurin, maybe a bit of Obi Toppin as well, because as we know, they don't have a backup center at the moment. So Toppin is interesting. Onto the Clippers, Kawhi remains out. Mo Bamba remains out. Other than that, pretty clear. So it's basically what we've seen for the season. Kevin Porter, Chris Dunn, the streaming candidate. Derek Jones, I suppose, as well, you could probably throw into that conversation. But I still think Jones is worth tentatively holding in most spots. Dunn and Porter, yeah, I dropped Porter yesterday. Chris Dunn is just a defensive guy if you need some steals. On to the Lakers. A few injuries here. Anthony Davis is questionable with his heel issue. This is something that he's supposedly been dealing with and will continue to manage a little bit. So wouldn't be surprised to see a missed game thrown in there somewhere. I don't know if it's tomorrow or not, but I would assume there might be one on the horizon. Austin Reeves, probable with his ankle injury. D'Angelo Russell, also probable. I would assume both of those guys play. Anthony Davis is probably the question mark. If Anthony Davis doesn't play, then I might look at Jackson Hayes because he's looked pretty good in limited minutes. Christian Wood is out, so they need a center. And Jackson Hayes, we've seen it before, he is interesting. So keep an eye on that one. If Davis is out, consider streaming in Hayes. Memphis, injured again. Poor Memphis. They are without Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart, Vince Williams, GG Jackson. John Conchar is doubtful. Kennard has been upgraded to questionable. I wouldn't be picking him up, but just monitor his minutes because with Bane and Smart out for probably at least another 2 weeks, as is Vince Williams, it's probably like we know Scottie Pippen has been really good, but they may lean into Kennard a little bit just for his perimeter shooting. I wouldn't be adding him, as I said, but he could have some streaming value if the schedule is favorable for Memphis. For Miami, Jaime Jaquez is out with a runny bottom. But other than that, well, Kevin Love's out, but he hasn't played all season. So nothing to really talk about. On the Heat side, I guess Duncan Robinson with no Jaquez there, there'll be a bit more of Highsmith, maybe some more Richardson, Robinson, but no one that I'd be targeting there. For the Bucks, Chris Middleton is doubtful. He won't play, I don't think. Giannis questionable. He missed that last game. We had the big Bobby Portis game. I think Giannis a little bit, like, he's got so many injuries going on. I think he's just going to be managed throughout the season, so he'll miss the odd game. Whether he misses their next game, I'm not sure. Portis is the guy, but he's rostered everywhere anyway. For the Timberwolves, a clean bill of health at the moment. Both DiVincenzo and Mike Conley, I think, are worth rostering. We know that the minute split is there, and it's been a bit frustrating, but I do think both can be rostered. Jaden McDaniels, I was listening to a show, they were talking about him. He does not need to be rostered, agreeing with, I think it was Brandon Kravitz and Nick Whalen, actually. So, yes, no reason to be holding Jaden McDaniels if you are. Let's have a look at some of these questions now. Yes, between two Daniels. Yeah, so it's just me and one Daniel tomorrow. Between two Dans, it's been tough to lock up two Dans consistently. So waiting for this first couple of weeks to settle down, and then we'll hopefully have a regular time slot for that show, and it might be me and a Dan and a non-Dan, but I'm not sure yet. Any word if Lowry is back from his back issue? Nothing official. Let me just have a look. Pretty sure he's questionable. Yes, he's questionable. So he was questionable for the last game as well. He came out and said, oh, excuse me, I need water. He came out and said that he was planning on returning during this road trip. I think there's probably, I don't know if I had to put a percentage on it, I think probably 60-40 for tomorrow. I think he might play. But as we know, Utah have no need to get him out there unless he's 100% healthy. Sohan replacement, it's probably Champagne and Johnson, I think. They're probably the two obvious ones, but we'll talk about that when we get to the Spurs. Would, okay, so would we grab Watson, Peyton Watson, to fill a streaming spot or leave it open for streaming? Look, I mean, I'd probably grab Watson initially and just see what he can do. If he plays 32 minutes a night, he's probably going to end up being a top 100 player. So I would hold him for the duration of the Gordon injury. But if he comes out and he only plays 25 and or 24 and the minutes are up and down and the numbers are up and down, then I think I'd be okay from moving on from him. But initially, I would see him as a must-add streamer who could potentially have value for a month or however long Aaron Gordon is going to be out. But I definitely would be prioritising him. Working on a trade in a 30-team dynasty with Noah, Lammy, Lowry and Kessler. I already have Collins. Gee, it's a lot of Utah. Lowry, Kessler, I already have Collins. Once this deal happens, would you move one of them not to be saturated? Or there's a second part. Or hold and hope Utah moves one for me. I don't know. It probably depends on how, like, are you competing this year? Are you just filling up a roster, like a spot in the league, like I am in a couple of dynasty leagues at the moment? So if you are looking to win, having three guys on one team is hard. And are they going to move one? I don't know. Utah are such a mess at the moment. Kessler has been rumored as someone that the Lakers have been interested in. Lowry signed that big contract, obviously, so I don't think he's going anywhere. Collins is notoriously a tough player to trade. So I would probably try and move one. In terms of I mean, I'm not a dynasty guy by any means, but in terms of, obviously, Lowry has the highest probably upside overall. Kessler has looked really good, but he's pretty limited. Collins, I don't know, I just don't see him ever playing a role. He'd be the probably third on that list, and so he would be the one I'd be looking to move. So maybe he can have 2 weeks of really good production and then you could look to move him at that point. Where did we get up to? We got up to Timberwolves. So the Pelicans, another team with a lot of red. DeJounte Murray still out, CJ out, Murphy close, maybe this week. We'll see. Could be, he was always going to be sort of early November-ish, which we are in now. So he could be back this week, potentially, if not next week. Herb Jones out as well. Jordan Hawkins questionable. He's been dealing with a bit of a back issue. Has been able to play through it for the most part, but I think, did he miss their last game? Yes, he did miss their last game because Brandon Boston started. And Zion dealing with a thigh. So initially this was hamstring, which was a little bit concerning because he has had he had that hamstring issue at the end of last year, but it has been changed. It's now thigh soreness or quad soreness. So that's a good sign that this is probably just potentially an impact injury that he suffered. And so he's dealing with a cork. I don't know what it's called in America, if it's a cork or not, but over here, a cork, which can be quite painful. It's basically a very, very, very deep bruise. And when it's in your thigh, it obviously impacts a lot in terms of basketball movement. So yeah, I don't think this is a long-term thing. It's probably just a pain tolerance and how he feels his mobility is going to be. But if Hawkins is out with all of those other guys out, I've said I like Boston. He was really good in that spot start that he had, so he would be someone to consider. Javonte Green will get more minutes, but I think I'd rather Boston. He's a little bit more intriguing for me. The Knicks are running really thin in terms of centers, as we know. Precious Achiuwa and Mitchell Robinson both out. McBride is the only person we're looking at for streaming purposes, and he had 0 points on 0 of 9 shooting in their last game. So he will be better than that if you want to, if you have got a streaming spot and you need points, give him a look. The Thunder, Hartenstein, probably still, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks away. He's still in a brace. watched their game yesterday. It still appears he's got a pretty hefty brace on that wrist, so on that hand. So he's still a while away. They're just rolling along nicely. So, again, they're not really going to do much to change what's been going on. They continue to toy with that fifth starting spot. Kaysen Wallace has slotted in there. Isaiah Joe has slotted in there. I think Wiggins might have had one start. Of all of those guys, I think Kaysen Wallace is probably the safest if you're looking just at picking one of them up, because his minutes are there, whether he's starting or not. More for steals than anything else. And then Alex Caruso, who's been one of the more disappointing players, just doesn't look like they want to push him beyond 22 minutes. Whether that's an injury kind of thing and they just really want him healthy for the back end of the season, I don't know. You stream him in for steals by all means. But yeah, long term, I think he is a drop. Okay. Pelicans comment there. I'll bring that up in a sec. Orlando dealing with obviously a significant injury to Paolo Banchero, who is out for the foreseeable future. Wendell Carter he's out. It's probably a week-to-week kind of thing. Plantar fasciitis is a tricky one. I feel like he's dealt with foot stuff before too. Don't quote me on that, but I think he has. So with Wendell Carter out, with Paolo Banchero out, Anthony Black had been starting for a little bit there, but didn't really take off as we had hoped he would. Mo Wagner and Goga Bitadze are probably both worth a look. They're likely to sort of chop and change who starts based on the matchup. Let me just have a look at if they do play. They play the Pacers tomorrow. So Miles Turner, who will be on the floor a lot, I said I think Goga will probably start again against Miles Turner. Yeah, probably, but I think they could split minutes. So I think both are potentially worth a look. Here they do very different things, but in 22 to 24 minutes, they can both have value. As for Tristan Da Silva, who's been starting probably on a high volume day, not a priority. For the Sixers, Paul George is probable, which he probably will be for the next few games, coming off that knee injury from the preseason, but he looked pretty good in the opening game. And other than that, it's a clean sheet, except for Joel Embiid, who has been suspended following his altercation with the press. And they have already said that he will miss the next three games. So that would indicate that he would have played in their next game, which is tomorrow. Do they play tomorrow? Maybe they don't. Philly. Oh, they do, though. They've just got a late game. That's okay. So they play the Clippers. So he will miss the next three games, and I think it's been announced that he will return next week for the opening night or opening game of the in-season tournament or NBA Cup or whatever they're calling it now against the Knicks. So three more games of Andre Drummond, and then his time as a 12-team guy is probably done. Or at least feel free to hold him, because, I mean, Embiid could get injured in the first game. We don't know. Hold Drummond for a couple of games, but he hasn't even been that good with Embiid out. For the Suns, pretty healthy as well. Bradley Beal dealing with an elbow injury, but has been able to play through that again for the most part. So it's which version of Yusuf Nurkic do we get? Who knows? Cross your fingers, hope for the best. Grayson Allen, just a three-point streamer. Royce O'Neal, yeah, he's fine if you want to get him. I don't have him anywhere. I've made my feelings clear that I don't really prioritize him. For the Blazers, Robert Williams has been cleared to play. Missing Thybulle, missing Shaden Sharp, although Sharp's getting close. So if I've got him on two IR spots, so I'm keen to see what he can do when he comes back. But streaming-wise, Temani Kamara, if he's available, I would be adding him. I think the return of Shaden Sharp will impact Kamara, though. But yeah, they're not going to rush Sharp back in, because he has missed so much basketball the last 9 months that they won't. Scoot Henderson, probably a drop. He's borderline, because I think his role will increase as we move forward. Current role, probably a drop. in a month. Who knows if Anthony Simons gets injured at some point, which could happen. Henderson would step in there. For the Kings, nothing other than Kevin Huerter being questionable. Keon Ellis started the last game and looked pretty good. He was sort of one of those late-round flyers for streamers. That's probably still the bucket that he falls into because they do have Monk and Huerter there as well. For the Spurs, I said Jeremy Sochan is out with a broken thumb, having surgery, I believe, so he's probably going to miss at least a month here, if not more. Oh, sorry, more water. Who is the replacement? Well, Devin Vassell is close. He could be back as soon as this week as well. We could actually have a few guys coming back this week. If Devin Vassell comes back, I actually don't know if there is a pickup because he will just soak up that usage that that Sochan was getting. Champagne has been starting anyway. So for tomorrow, they play tomorrow. Spurs. They play the Rockets tomorrow. So for tomorrow, it's probably Champagne, I guess. But Keldon Johnson, we know he is a relatively high usage player as well off the bench. So, yeah, I think either of those guys you could look at for a one game kind of thing and then but see if Vassell comes back. Who would I prioritize? Probably Keldon, to be honest. I just think because he'll continue coming off the bench where I think Champagne playing alongside Chris Paul, Harrison Barnes, Victor Wembanyama, are they going to start Keldon? I don't know. Trey Jones is still out, so they can't even bring him in. Stephon Castle maybe gets a spot start. It's just hard to know with this Spurs team. They've got a lot going on away from the court, obviously, with the Greg Popovich health scare. So, yeah, they're potentially a team that's not as focused as they might be. I think both of the Johnson and Champagne take a flyer on both of them. They're pretty similar in terms of what they do. It's points only with a few other things. But for the Raptors, Emmanuel Quickley continues to be listed as doubtful. Let's just assume that he is out, as is Scotty Barnes, as is Bruce Brown, as is Kelly Olynyk. Grady Dick should obviously be rostered everywhere. Ochai Agbaji has been pretty good. I think we're just holding him at the moment. Davion Mitchell, if you need assists only. And Jonathan Mobo, who is a good defensive player, but his minutes have been a bit underwhelming. So I think probably the priority order there would be Agbaji first. And then we're probably looking at Mitchell just because of the minutes are there. Mobo, I think his per minute upside is higher, but he's not playing as much. So that would be my order. For Utah, Clarkson is out again with his heel issue. I think he's his plantar fasciitis as well. With him out, Colin Sexton has moved back into the starting lineup and has been better. So if you were able to hold him, hopefully he can put together a few decent games here and build a bit of momentum even when Clarkson returns. Markkanen questionable again. If he misses, Cody Williams will start, but we're not interested in him. We're not really interested in any of these Sensabaugh, Filipowski, Juzang. None of them are that appealing for me. And then the Wizards, Kyle Kuzma out with his groin injury, probably still another 2 to 3 weeks, I think. Brogdon as well. Remember, he plays for Washington. He will return maybe next week after. Who knows what he's doing. Look, there's streaming value, but honestly, their streamers are probably guys that need to be added. Bob Carrington, we talked about him a bit earlier, should be rostered. I think Koulibaly obviously is surely rostered now everywhere. Kyshawn George has been good. Percentages, field goal percentage particularly, has been pretty woeful. I think he's under 40%. Is he under 30? I don't know. It's been bad anyway, but he is getting other stuff, so he is probably worth a look. And Corey Kispert for points, points only. And that's all the games. So that's 36 minutes. We've got some questions. Where were we up to? Yes, that is right. The Pelicans could sign an entire G League squad and still not have a full rotation. It's been pretty rough for them this year or this season. Thank you, Gibbo, feeling better. Yeah, I did do a COVID test today. I don't have COVID, but my brain's certainly not functioning at, well, my wife probably says it never functions at full capacity, but anyway, lower than normal. Any interest in Matt Ryan joining the Knicks? They don't really use their bench, but stylistically he fills the DiVincenzo role. Yeah, look, I mean, you just don't know with the Knicks. Probably not. I mean, they do have Tyler Kolek there. They've got Campaign. They've got McBride. And they typically run like a 7 or 8 man rotation. So Matt Ryan would have to force his way in above those guys. I mean, they'd love to get Precious Achiuwa back so that I think once he's back, he is someone to monitor in deeper leagues because they just don't have any depth in the front court. Matt Ryan, we know that he can get hot, hit threes. So just watch what he can do. But at the moment, I don't see that role being big enough. Do I think Champagne will replace Sochan in terms of usage? So I talked about that a little bit. I think he might for tomorrow, although if Keldon starts as well, he does like to use the ball. Would I rather have him or Watson? Watson, I would rather have. That's, yeah, pretty comfortably. Nick Boss is happy right now, absolutely. I think that's all the questions. Yeah, looks like it is. All right. Well, that was okay. I lasted. Still got some water left. That will do for today's show. I will be back tomorrow, as per normal, covering the 12 games. And, yes, as a show with Dan as well tomorrow at some point. I don't know when we'll release it, but there will be a show. So that'll do. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.